Did the modern internet just suddenly appear out of thin air? Unfortunately, that's not what happened. It took a lot of time for it to develop into the modern tool it is today. Hi, my name's Andy Nathan. I'm a senior sales partner for Beyond Internet. What you're about to listen to is a clip from the webinar SharePoint, the Next Generation of Internet for Modern Employees. In this clip, we talk about the transformation of SharePoint from an internet that was top-down communication to something that's more engaging and to help employees connect with each other. If you're interested in learning more about the webinar itself, definitely feel free to go to the link www.beyondinternet.com/modern internet webinar. Enjoy the podcast. When we talk about the internet, we've talked a lot about what SharePoint is and the different features that you have, but it didn't just appear randomly. This has happened over decades that you've had this modern internet. So we want to talk about how this occurred. What is the transformation over time from a basic internet service to the next generation internet that we're talking about today? And to understand this, we have to go back to the 1990s, because basic internet services were introduced back in the 1990s, and they allowed executives a top-down communication platform. There's nothing wrong with a top-down communication platform. It's great. Because, you know, if you want to let employees know, hey, look, we're hiring this person, or, you know, we just acquired this company, or, hey, here's what our growth numbers are, or here's what our mission is for this year, you need to be able to do that, because employees need to be able to be informed about what's going on in the organization. However, top-down communication is not the major line of communication that happens in an organization. A lot of times it's employee-to-employee communication. So what started to happen was in the 2000s, internet started to add some social features, ways to connect with each other. It wasn't as interactive as it is now, but it was the beginning of this movement towards the next generation internet. And there were also content management tools that was developed as well to help with collaboration. At the end of the day, though, it was just a hub for forms, processes, news, policies, and procedures. So in the last decade, what you started to see was a digital workplace solution that was created. The additional social features, I mean, like shares, likes, and comments were added. Because remember, you think about the fact that Facebook and MySpace were created in the 2000s, and they started to become popular with business crowds by around 2008, 2009, as you have the last crash. So what was really starting to happen was, in the last decade, the internet took its cue from social networks. And so they added those features like shares, likes, and comments to make sure that employees are able to connect with each other internally. What was also happening was, instead of just top-down communication, you have cross-departmental and peer-to-peer communication. And this is crucial because, again, top-down is only a small fraction of the communication that happens in an organization. The main communication is peer-to-peer communication or cross-departmental, because if sales and marketing need to talk, they need to know what's going on. What's now happening, and what we talk about when we say the next generation, are the things that are happening now in the 2020s. And you're talking about the personalization. This is a key development, because remember, you know, the internet as it was originally developed was just so executives could talk to everyone in the organization. However, today, if you really want to engage employees, you need to personalize it to each employee. And this is where that personalization comes in. It could still be that knowledge hub, but you want to make sure that you still have all the information there that's given to them in a way that works for them, not just in a way that just like works for the executives. Also, you have additional features like employee directories, so employees can actually connect with each other. It's also mobile friendly and available on the cloud, as we discussed earlier. And this is a key component, because this means that if an employee needs to go on their mobile device, they can start to access this anywhere. And what you're really doing is you're giving engagement wherever the employee is. There's also easy integrations as well. So if you're looking to connect with Microsoft 365 systems like Dynamics, or you want to connect with like Power Apps, you could do that. But you could also connect with outside third-party systems like Smartsheets that we discussed earlier. There's also more of the gamification that we discussed as well to help with that engagement. Finally, secure and confidential. It is so important nowadays to make sure you have secure, confidential information in an internet, because all your employees' information is starting to go in there and everyone's talking to each other. That means you have to make sure it's secure. That's what the power of having Microsoft level security for their enterprise is so valuable. And that's one of the reasons why Microsoft has developed so and put so much resources into making sure it continues to be secure and confidential. It's also the reason why we prefer SharePoint, because we know we're giving our clients the best system possible. Thank you for watching this podcast. We hope you got a lot of value about how the internet transformed over the last few decades. Again, if you're interested in learning more about this modern internet, check out beyondinternet.com/modern internet webinar. Again, that's beyondinternet.com/modern internet webinar. And again, that information will be available if you're on our blog post in the blog, and also it will be available in the description as well. Thank you so much. Have a great day and a better week.